The pandemic thus arrived at the worst possible time. After an early crash, demand in several segments boomed, says Alan Priestley of Gartner, another consultancy. Locked down consumers bought laptops and other gadgets. Cloud computing operators, which are big consumers of high-end chips, scrambled to add servers to deal with the wave of home workers. The car industry was particularly badly hit by a decision to cut orders early in the pandemic. Demand for cars has since recovered, but the complexities of the production process means it takes 3 to 4 months to turn a blank silicon wafer into a usable batch of chips. I can cancel my orders in an afternoon, says Mr. Penn. If I want to start them up again, that takes months, and anyway, that capacity is now busy serving other customers. The impact of the pandemic, in turn, has been made worse by industry-specific problems. In March, a chip plant owned by Renesas, a Japanese firm, caught fire, piling pain on the car industry. Some chip makers, meanwhile, face shortages of their own. Many cheap workaday parts are made in older factories designed to process silicon wafers that are 200 millimeters in diameter or even smaller. These days, 300 millimeters is the standard. Efforts to boost capacity are stymied by the fact that toolmakers still make the old-style machines, says Mr. Priestley. The market for second-hand 200mm tools, meanwhile, has been stripped bare. But the pork cycle is turning once again. Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, the world's biggest contract chipmaker, plans to spend $30 billion on new capacity this year alone. Samsung Electronics and Intel, two other giants, have penciled in $28 billion and $20 billion respectively. Second-tier chipmakers are ramping up spending too. That will bring relief to the wider economy, says Mr. Priestley, but not immediately. On May 14th, Jim Whitehurst, the boss of IBM, a computer maker, said he thought the shortages might last for 2 years. And, says Mr. Penn, when the drought eventually ends, chip makers may find they face a familiar problem, but on a bigger scale. A capacity splurge in response to serious shortages today could well mean a sizable glut tomorrow.